The views expressed are those of the author as of the date noted, are subject to change based on market and other various conditions, are not a solicitation to purchase or sell any security, and may not reflect the views of United Planners Financial Services. Keep in mind that current and historical facts may not be indicative of future results.
Hi, I'm Angie Nelson. Welcome to KIOW and Bradford's Money Outlook. Join us as we find out what big things are happening at Bradford. Today we have Shallon Weiss and Jared Raymond from the Bradford Financial Center in Clarion and Garner with me to talk about key data points.
Let's look at what is happening with some key data points. The S&P Global U.S. Composite Purchasing Managers Index, or PMI, for October shows economic growth continuing to slow. The manufacturing and new orders indexes both fell into contraction territory. Slowing economic activity may support a slowing of rate hikes by the Federal Reserve. More signs of a domestic economic slowdown are emerging. The Fed has been waiting on tangible results from economic data points that prove its rate hikes are working. And with every passing month that those data points fail to convince the Fed, there's a growing risk that we are only one more aggressive rate hike away from igniting a deep economic downturn. Fed Chairman Jerome Powell has already told us the central bank is dead set on bringing down inflation growth to its 2% target. And for inflation to ease, economic growth must slow. In turn, demand for goods will fall further.
But 8.2% is a lot higher than 2%. How much more of this recession can we withstand? I mean, not only are we paying a lot more for our everyday items and services, but we are being charged high interest rates on top of all that.
Powell has recently acknowledged that incoming data points are beginning to suggest we are close, but he feels it's too early to arrive at a conclusion. However, once the Fed is convinced of its policy's effectiveness, it can begin to think about slowing or stopping interest rate hikes. The change should boost investors' outlook for risk assets like stocks and spur a sustained rally in the S&P 500 index. Recently, the S&P Global Preliminary U.S. Composite PMI for October may have just hinted that the economy is finally feeling the Fed's rate hikes. So the flash U.S. Composite PMI for October fell to 47.3, September was 49.5, and the flash U.S. Services PMI for October fell to 46.6, and September was 49.3, and the flash U.S. Manufacturing PMI for October fell to 49.9, and September was 52. So the index, which surveys over 800 private sector companies in the manufacturing and service sectors, provides us with a real-time update on the overall economic landscape. So the number 50 is key, as it's the dividing line between expansion above and contraction below within the private sector. And the flash composite new orders index has slid to 49 from a final reading of 50.9 in September. So October's reading showed U.S. business activity contracted for a fourth straight month. Those surveyed reported weaker client demand as the primary driver.
But how significant is this reading?
This is a significant development because the data tends to be a leading economic indicator. In other words, if the private sector is purchasing fewer goods, overall domestic activity is likely to slow shortly after. That's because suppliers place fewer orders for goods when they believe that consumers won't buy them. Chris Williamson, the chief business economist of S&P Global Market Intelligence, described the October data as an indication that the economic downturn has gathered significant momentum. But keep in mind that the Fed is focused on the long term. It's not just looking for 1 or 2 months of slowing data. It'll maintain high rates until it sees a sustainable and significant decline in inflation. And until supply and demand come back into balance, the Fed will keep hiking rates to engineer a faster alignment.
But are these rate hikes really the answer to get us out of this horrible nightmare? I mean, I see millions of foreclosures, repossessions, and bankruptcies looming on the horizon.
Well, the takeaway is that economic data is starting to point towards slowing growth, but investors are looking for more signs that a rate policy pivot is close. And while this all may weigh on the near-term outlook for the stock market, it won't last forever. But as we've said, rate hikes take time to manifest in economic indicators. The delicate decision-making is now left to the central bank to answer the question of how long they're willing to gamble that more rate hikes are the answer. That's why we want to keep our focus on the horizon. There's impetus building for a rally, but we're just not there yet. Slowing inflation would signal to the Fed that its rate hike policy is working, and the central bank could then back down on additional aggressive rate hikes. So that change in monetary policy outlook may boost investor sentiment toward risk assets like stocks and boost the long-term outlook for the S&P 500.
If people have questions about our discussion today to help in managing their wealth journey, what should they do?
For a free consultation to help you manage your wealth journey, contact one of us today at bradfordfinancialcenter.com or call 515-532-6661. You can also reach us toll-free at 800-348-4419.
Thank you, Shallon and Jared, for being with us today. Join us again next Tuesday at 9:10 for Bradford's Money Outlook to find out what big things are happening at Bradford. You can also find Bradford's weekly conversations on our website at KIOW.com. I'm Angie Nelson for KIOW.
Securities offered through United Planners Financial Services, member FINRA SIPC. Advisory services are offered through Bradford Financial Center, a registered investment advisor. Insurance services offered through Bradford Insurance. Tax and accounting services offered through Bradford Tax and Accounting Network. Bradford Financial Center, Bradford Insurance, and Bradford Tax and Accounting Network are not affiliated with United Planners. Neither Bradford Financial Center nor United Planners provide tax or legal advice. The views and opinions expressed are based on current economic and market conditions and are subject to change. Forward-looking statements are based on current market and economic conditions and assumptions and involve uncertainties that could cause actual results, performance, or events to substantially differ from those expressed or implied.